So we began to look at light from prayer, and we considered this very all important light in the place of prayer. And we said, when we come to discuss and talk about prayer, and we said now that prayer has to be done in faith. Has to be done in faith. It's not something, we're not just throwing something into the air. We are actually praying and in faith there, knowing that God is there. Hallelujah. We said that now, that prayer is not powerful, but God is powerful. So if I'm praying, I'm just praying because I think prayer is powerful, then I'm missing the mark. Prayer is not powerful. God is powerful. So I must pray in faith. I must open up my heart in faith when I pray. In that place of prayer, I must release my faith to God. Because in prayer, I come to connect God. I come to release my faith. That's what prayer is about. Because a lot of people are praying, and they're just praying. Just praying. Let's just pray. Let's just pray. Maybe He. You don't even see the love of God. I mean, when you are coming to God in prayer, you see where faith connects, where how faith actually works. The love of God is there. I'm talking to a person. Love. God loves me. They just pray. Maybe He would answer. Maybe He would do something. Maybe. So there's no faith and they are praying. And James told us, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given him. Verse number 5. But verse number 6, we got the key. But let him ask in faith. So asking is not the problem. You don't say, I ask. Ask is not the problem. You ask, but did you ask in faith? So that's the key to prayer. So whenever you shut your eyes to pray, there is faith in your heart. Faith that He hears you. Faith that He loves you. Faith that He has the power to do this thing you are asking of. Faith. Are you still here? He loves me. So when I come, I'm talking to Him. And in place of prayer, whether I'm praying 1 hour, I'm praying 30 minutes, I'm praying 2 minutes. Lord God. Whether I just say, God, help me. 2 minutes. What I did. I know that I am reaching out to Him. And that He hears me, and that He loves me, and that He wants me to come and ask Him. Bible says, give it to all men liberally. Enough. And He doesn't upbraid. He doesn't. That's the beautiful part. I wish you could even stay there. I came to talk to you about how God answers prayers. But He doesn't upbraid. He doesn't start to say, you did this, look at what you did. He doesn't start from all that stuff. He just comes in. It shall be given to him. The man lacks wisdom, so the man came to him. Whether the man messed up here and there, caused this issue here and there, no problem. It shall be given to him. Liberally, he doesn't upbraid. To upbraid means to begin to blame, find faults, and do all that. He doesn't find faults. He says, it's your fault, you did this, you made this happen, and the way you make your bed. Now, once you come to God, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter the condition, and you release faith and say, Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Bam, it comes. He says, you. Hallelujah. But let him ask in faith. And so we move from there. I don't want to stay there. I know I told you I was going to talk about this some more and all that. So I want to say, so we said this light in prayer is to pray. We must not to pray. We must come to ask God. We must actually ask for things. You know, we'll do all that. There's nothing bigger than God. You can't over ask. You can't finish your limits. Yeah, I just have my limit for this month. I can't pray again. No, you come. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. And willing, able to, he's El Shaddai. Willing and able to meet all our needs and to bring us to a place of comfort. The Bible says the Lord shall increase you and comfort you on every side. Hallelujah. So you come, you pray. Then we said something important. This is important. So if you have prayed in faith, I actually defined prayer in such a way, I made you understand that it's not about God. When you're praying, it's not God, it's you. You are the one shifting position. You are the one relinquishing rights to bring Him into the... You two of you cannot be doing it. You can't do the job. Two of you can't do it. You have to... We come to the end of ourselves. And remember, I also hinted you. I said prayerlessness means you can handle the matter. You are self-sufficient. That's why you don't talk to him about it. If you can deal with the guy, then you don't need to talk to him about it. Just go and deal with the guy. So that's a sign. You need to see that sign there. You are becoming self-sufficient. Now, so when I pray, I'm actually not telling God something because he actually knows. also not not giving him an information or begging him. He wants to. So this is not a matter of beg, if I can beg him enough. No, it's not a matter of beg. It's a matter of me releasing faith. It's a matter of me connecting. It's for me to connect God and release my faith and say, this matter is done. Now, we pray and then we release our faith. We said when that faith is released, you would know. And the most important thing is in the place of prayer, not out behind, not after, in that place. And so, I want to start from there today. Then I will quickly jump into showing you how God answers prayers. So, take your Bibles to Mark chapter number 11. Mark chapter number 11. I love Mark chapter 11, verse number 24. It's powerful, it's sweet, it's simple. The Bible says in Mark 11, 24. Mark 11, 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. So I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire. So that's powerful, it's beautiful. Whatsoever things you desire. So you have desires in your heart. It's not bad. It's not wrong. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray. So you have desires. It says, turn those desires to prayers. Whatsoever things you desire. When you come to the place of prayer, whatsoever things you desire. When you pray, so I have desires. There are things I want to see in my life. Then I come to the place of prayer. So our desires are not wrong. It's, I want to do this. I want to have this. I would desire this in my life. It's not wrong. Hallelujah. It's not wrong. So our desires are not wrong. So whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. So look at it. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, what does it say you should do? Believe that you receive them. Not after you receive them, then you believe. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, what must you do? You must believe that you receive them. It's in that place of prayer, you believe, you release your faith. So when we are praying, and we are praying 2 hours, or you want to pray 5 hours, or you really want to pray all night, kudos to you, and you should. The goal is to believe that you receive them. So if I pray for something, I'm praying, but I have not released my faith. I have not come to the place where I believe that I have received them. So the receiving them, receiving this whole man, the receiving is in the place of prayer there. It's not where you go. Come on. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. Then you shall have them. So it is important that in that place of prayer, It might take you 3 months. It can. Hallelujah. So I pray and I pray till I have come to the place. It's not God that's doing something. I have come to the place that I believe that I have received. Are you still in church? So I have to come. I'm the one moving. I'm the one in doubt. I'm the one that in lack. So I'm saying, God, this stuff. And I'm praying for this thing. And I'm praying for this thing. And I'm praying for this thing. I'm moving to the place where I believe. I have received them now. Woo! Glory! That brings me to the next point I told you. I said, then there must be a change of state. There must be a change of state. So, I could be somewhat not so excited and this I'm desiring. But immediately I pray and I release my faith. Boy! A change of state. Joy comes in. There's no more depression. I'm no longer worried. I'm no longer anxious. There must be that switch, that point. If it doesn't, if you're not there, then I'm trying to even help you know when you have prayed or not. You just know. So you get up and you still feel it. Pray. Just go for free. Just say, please, brother, I beg, on that 30 minutes, go back. Go back there and pray. So you could be lightening the load of a matter. You are unburdening. Thank you. Of loading. I'm lighter now, but I've not gotten to the place where I've released this matter to God. This matter is still in my hands. I'm still worried. So once I've got to that point where I've prayed and released my faith, I believe that I've received it. Now I have not gone outside the next week to see it. Come on. But I believe that I've received it. Bible says I'll have it. So I believe in, that's what we're talking about, in that place of prayer. Not after I come out, Lord God, build this stuff for me in Jesus' name. Lord, increase me. Okay, let me say, Lord, increase my greatness. All right, let's do that. Let me use that. The Lord increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Should we ask God right now? And that's why some prayers actually, you know, the Bible says the Lord shall increase you more and more. Some prayers, you can continue doing them in circles and in circles till you keep going on. You keep getting bigger and bigger. But let me stay with that. That's another thing. I can do all that. But that's another thing. But stay with me. He says, Lord, you shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. So I pray. I pray. And I say, Lord, increase my greatness. And I release my faith. I'm releasing my faith and I'm praying. And Lord God. And then I go out. As I finish praying, I stand up. Thank you, Jesus. Then I check my phone. You know how to check your account balance. 3,500. Yeah. It has not increased my greatness. Come on. It has not increased my greatness. It's still 3,500 there. But if I pray and I believe, then there's a change of state. Though I am this way, I know I have received that thing I've asked of Him, and I go on in joy. He has actually increased my greatness. So I want to turn, that's why I want to begin to show you how God actually answers prayers. Many a times we don't see the full picture. You know, when you're reading this, you're reading the Bible or you're looking at something from a distance, you don't see the full picture. So you get close to it. You remember, I don't want to turn there. You remember the case of Jabez? And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And he cried unto the Lord. Lord, okay, let's just turn there. Increase my territory, enlarge my coast. That should be 2 Chronicles, chapter number First Chronicles chapter number 4. Verse number 9. The Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Are you there? And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast. And that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. So, you see, in that verse, the issue now is that we've already read Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Now, we read now, please stay with me, and Jabez prayed unto the Lord, bless me, increase my territory, enlarge my cause, and keep me away from evil. And the Bible says that God granted him what he requested. So, in your mind, when you look at that scripture, but you look at verse 5, you look at verse 9 and verse 10. Between verse 9 and 10, we see in verse 9, Jabez's name is Sorrow. His mother bore him in sorrow. We see in verse 10, he's more honorable than his brethren. We are told that he prayed, and we are told that God granted him his request. In your mind, you think that when he prayed the prayer, God granted him his request. When he went out on Monday morning, he was more honorable than all his brethren. Immediately, in manifestation. No! God granted him his request means we saw the manifestation of that thing he prayed for. You don't have anything that tells you that Jabez even took a job. We don't have anything that tells us that the land he actually got, the work he actually worked. We don't have anything that tells us about the duration this thing took. But we have something that gives us faith when we too go and pray. And God granted him his request. The reason we have that there is to stir up our faith, not so that it could be verse 9 and verse 10 for us on the 9th of September and on the 10th of September. What we have there is a statement that God grants this request that we make of Him also. The duration and how the manifestation of that granting that request is what we don't know. And that's what a lot of people miss. So we come to church and we pray, "Oh Lord, bless me, increase my territory." I'm saying, "God granted me His request. What's wrong with us? I prayed it." And then you even say, "I've released faith." And then you go on the 8th, you pray. On the 9th, you say, "But Jabez, God granted me His request." And what you think, what you are thinking, I think some of you are still thinking that. That's why I'm not moving. You're still thinking this now. Then the next morning, no. You say, why would you say no? Why would you say yes? Come on. Do you have any reason to say that it was the next morning? I come to God and I pray and I release my faith. Guess what? God grants me my request. There. How He answers those prayers, how we see the manifestation, is what we need to understand. Are you still here? So, this is point number one. I ask in faith. Point number two, when I release my faith and I can know I have prayed and I have released my faith, I can know I have connected heaven. And she was no longer sad. Remember Anna, she was no longer sad. If you are still sad, you yourself will know. You don't need to say, "I don't know, I don't, have I prayed, have I not prayed?" Say, "Pastor, tell me, I want to know." Change your states. If you are no longer anxious, the thing is in front of you, but you are no longer anxious, you are no longer worried. Change of state has happened. Bible, I know we talked about that last week. I don't know, you can't do all this backward. He said, "Come on. There's a peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart." I don't know. You can ask me how. I don't know how. But I prayed. I believe I have received. Please, I want to state that you understand this. The receiving of the matter is in the place of prayer. It's not when they give me my hand. It's in the place of prayer. And this is where a lot of believers miss it. This is the line. Get this point, and I can sleep this night. They think that when we say receive, is when they see the manifestation of the car. But you have received the car already. You are certain of it. And then you go with joy. Then there's this peace. So in yourself you can know. And so why I'm saying that again, I'm going over it again. It's very important. Because a lot of people will not say, I prayed, they didn't get answers and all that. No, the answer came, you received it. And once you received it, there must be a change of state. The problem and reason why you don't see it, this is important, is that even after receiving it, a spiritual abortion can still happen. There's still a room for that. Because when you come out on Tuesday and you do this next 1 week, let me tell you one thing that you will find true in your Christian walk. You really believe, pray, receive it. You go out, everything will let loose against you. Once you now say, "So all this day, I'm not joyful. The week is now worse than what you even had before. And then in that point you say, "I didn't receive anything." You cast it out away. You cast it away again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Much of what happens to believers is spiritual abortion. The Lord answers the prayers. He grants the request. You say this, "All right, no problem." But when we go out, because we don't go out in joy and be led forth with peace, the mountains and the hills don't clap for us. They don't come out in celebrating us. So we are not going out. The Bible says you shall be led forth with joy. You see it now. So if you don't go out with that joy, you're not grateful. And of course, you come out and your expectation is now that tomorrow morning you will see that thing. But all hell let's lose against you. The thing that was supposed to experience resurrection life, he first dies. And once he dies, a lot of believers say, all our 2 hours of prayer are wasted. Nothing happens. Guess what? I've received it. Get, and you open up your hand and let it go. The Bible says, "They that observe lying vanities, they forsake their own mercy." Jonah chapter 2 and verse number 8. "They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy." It's a very powerful scripture you need to know. That when you come out of that place of prayer and you have actually received, and the joy that in that place you prayed, "Ah, boy, thank you, Jesus. I know I have this thing. I've not seen, but I know I have this thing. Thank you, Jesus. I know, all glory to God." And you are now, there's now that peace. You go. And then you go out. Watch it. The thing most likely will turn from fry pan
to fire. Most likely, I've seen that thing, it will turn. What you must do is defend your joy. You must continue, thank you, Jesus. You must, I receive all these ones, all these things happening, everything is going south there and everything. I received of the Lord. I've received mercy of the Lord. I've received this thing of the Lord. And then you go, if you pass through that place, you see manifestations. You see prayer. It's not, I pray, I look outside, you see there, not there. It means it didn't answer. Because people are talking about answered prayers in respect to full-blown manifestation. So when I pray, now let me, I'm actually getting into this, how God answers prayers. So when I pray, the goal there is to pray, as you say, pray until something happens. You know, so that is a poor guide. I've always told you that pray until something happens is poor. It's supposed to be, if you want to say, pray until something happens inside you. Correct. But if I'm praying until I see manifestation, then I am not praying in faith. Because I must believe that I receive. You remember the scriptures. Now I'm repeating these things over. Because you have to don't know. I must believe that I receive it. And then you shall have them. Come on. Did you see that in your Bible? I'm not making it up. Believe that you receive it. So you can't come pray and say, till I see the car, then I not believe. I will not stop. That's rough. You're just coming and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. And you're hoping that. And then you are thinking, this is a negative thought. This is devil. You are thinking that the car is in his hand. What do you think? Then he holds the car. He's sweating him to hold your car. No, I heard somebody talking about when you give this, you will not open the hand of God. As in, how dumb. He's a loving father. You're not ripping your car. You have to say, give me the car. Give me the car. You pray. He will not be saying, no, man. No. You will not take the car. Are you a thief? You come and take car key from God. Is there something in his hand you can take? Even if you are a thief. Is there something you can take from God? You make it. Say, you cannot be done. This God, you don't move. God, what do you think God is? He wants to give you. In fact, he wants you come and then you make that petition in faith. Bam, it shall be granted unto him. Let him ask in faith. If he says, it will be given unto him. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. He will be given unto him. But let him ask in faith. So once I come in faith, really, and I ask God, he listens unto me. Thank you, Jesus. Then the process of manifestation is not the issue there. So it is me. It is not him. If there is something I'm not seeing, I'm not saying he is withholding. It's not him that is withholding. It is me that needs to shift. It is I that need to relinquish this thing. It means I am still holding on to it. I've not let this matter go. If I'm not seeing it, and this is why you must, and I'm encouraging you now, and you must understand praying. You can pray. So you can pray. Some of you just pray to me, or you don't pray, or you don't say, what is the point in praying long? I cannot just pray. Can you say, that's why you must build your prayer life. You can need to pray. They're not talking about praying through. You pray through till you offload. Come on. I'm just saying, I'm talking to you. Now, so the man goes to the truck of goods. He wants to offload, right? He offloads the thing. Till you offload, till you don't, the truck is not empty. So you have burdens and issues in your heart. You must actually, that is why I say I cannot pray. What's the meaning of that? You are going about with all your burdens and all your sorrows. You must learn to pray. And prayer is you actually offloading, casting your cares. Take it, cast it, and actually, cast it. If you like, catch and look, catch it, don't come out. I'm casting this into you. I mean, I'm casting this to you. Take this stuff. I've cast my cares away. I'm offloading. And so if I'm not fully offloaded and I'm still worried, I have not done that. So I must in that place release my faith. I must right there in prayer say, but I am right there in that place, not in the morning, in that place, receive it. I have it. And I go with that joy and fight with it and stay there. Take your Bibles to Colossians chapter number 4. So he would come and in receiving it, I am done. The promise given to you is what you now have. So I now receive a promise from the Father. I love this example. I've actually touched this in some time before. I'm just
literally redoing it. The light I really want to show you is faith and then the change of state. But this work, I've actually done it previously. And the way I explain it then, is like a girl comes to the father and says, Daddy, buy me shoes, these pairs of shoes or this dolly. I need this Barbie dolly, you know. And then the father says, I will buy you Barbie dolly when I come back from work tomorrow. Right? What does she have? Does she have... No, okay, let's do simple work. Does she have the Barbie dolly, yes or no?
Question, wahala.
She has the Barbie dolly already. The father won't die. God can't die. Nothing can happen to him. If he gives you a promise, you already have it. There's no... You see, you still missing me. I'll stay here. I will do this thing for another 3 weeks. You don't understand it yet. I will do it. I'll just continue. You say, I'm not coming. Don't come to church. If you don't, if you don't understand, you can continue coming. I will continue preaching. Because you have to understand. You have to say, she has given him what? A promise. She has given him what? A word. So in essence, she has the Barbie dolly already. She can go everywhere and start to shout, I have a Barbie dolly. Because the father has already promised her, giving her a word. That word is equal to the Barbie dolly. It's equal. The manifestation is what she will see when he comes back from work. If he doesn't come back from work that day, he will come back from work the next day. In case he goes to do night duty. Come on. If where he passes now, I'm using human example. If the way he passes, the woman has closed, because there are other human factors to your prayer answer. I can't even finish this work today. Look at my time. I mean, but are you getting this? There are human factors to your prayers, and that's why you also need to learn. I will do this again because I want to teach you how to pray prayers to also influence the other human factors that in your prayer. Because God has answered it, but the human factors are hindering it. God has touched somebody to give you. Then you are there. But the person is, forget, I can't tire. Hey, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Eh? Lord, let that brother forgot. Remind you. All those people you put in my, Lord, Christ, they remember us in your heart. So is it prayer? I mean, they say prayer is boring. Prayer. Ha. You see where you are selling now. Because you now know what to do. You say, I have prayer, Lord, give me. They are factors. I'm sure. Don't worry. So now, so she, it goes. So no matter what happens, the promise is the dolly. If it doesn't go, so she's passing by, where I was passing, the woman has closed by the time I close, but I'll get it. She's not bothered again. You see, she doesn't see her the Barbie dolly. Does she see her when she comes back from work? No. But she's still not bothered. I still don't see it, but I'm still not bothered. You see it there now. I think now everybody's on the same page. I'm still not bothered. I might not see it for the next 3 days, but my father, I know him. So you see, we now shift our prayer. You see, I'm almost shifting from prayer, your belief in prayer, which I told you is a dumb thing, to believing in God. Have faith in God. I know my father. He has said it. That's what you come to in a place of prayer, to get that peace in your heart, to get that joy lifted up in your heart. Once you've done that, forget the man. I say, I know my father. What he promised, he also is able to perform. What I just quoted is Sarah. That he that promised is also able to perform it. The performance now, the most important thing here is he who has promised me is able to perform it. Do you understand the answered prayers now? God has answered the prayer. So I pray, I petition the Father, I ask, I make a request, and then my Father gives me a word. He gives me a word, he gives me peace, he gives me direction. This is the part that is missing in prayer that people don't understand. And that's why a lot of believers are walking aimlessly. Take your Bibles again to Habakkuk chapter number 2. I'm excited. Get this. So you can actually really pray. You know, some of you have prayed for years and really not prayed. You've not really prayed. You just be praying, but you're not praying. Habakkuk is in the Old Covenant. Let's go backwards. You see there. Chapter number 2, verse number 1. See what the man said. And when we are reading Habakkuk, you are thinking about a pastor. But you're not thinking about yourself. This is you here. It says, I will stand upon my watch. Verse number 1. I will stand upon my watch and set upon the tower, my prayer place, my watch, my tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Huh? You see it now? I want to hear what he will say unto me, and what I will answer when I am corrected, when I am reproved. So when people are telling me, why are you doing this? You are wasting your life. You are doing this thing. I need a word to tell them. When my heart is troubled, and I want to hear what I would, from your word, from your mouth, that I will answer back. Do you understand verse number one just now? I want to hear a word from him. I want to hear what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. People are saying, you are not just even going to do this thing. Let me tell you, everybody, don't be sharp, just use your sense. But God has given you a word. That is what you tell them. You tell them. I have it. Okay, now, be standing there. All of us, we are moving from here. All of us are moving to the next three buildings. If you stand here, you won't get it. No problem. We will see who will get it. You see here? Because you have a word. So, everything will turn upside down. But Habakkuk says, I want to hear what he will say. When we are coming to God, what we are looking for, the greatest thing you are looking for to walk away is that word. That's when you receive it. If he has said it, set it matter. In that place of prayer, you now have that peace in your heart. I want to hear what he will say. Do you understand prayer now? It's not just you are just talking. You talk all night. You. People, please calm down, think. It doesn't make sense. It is he to talk to me. I need a word from him. I need an answer. In that place of prayer, the answer is not the manifestation. There's a difference. I said the answer is not the manifestation. There is a difference. He has answered already and delivered you already. You are delivered, answered. Once he gives that answer, it's done. Settled matter. But most of us will say he has not answered. Why? Some of you will say God has never answered one prayer. You are in this place, eh? You, in your mind, in your heart, you say God has not answered one prayer. One. And the truth is that you are even sitting before me, eh? As answer to your prayer. I'm not telling the truth. I know people think, you might think I just try to say that to continue, but it's not the truth. You know, when you pray for something, let me come to that next. Let's focus on this first of all. You know, direction. You say, Lord, increase my greatness, prosper me on every side. Eh? Lord will direct you to talk to a friend. That's the answer. Finish. The answer to all your cry, all your prayer sins, is that friend. Finish. It's right before you. I've always told you that God never made a provision for you that is far away from you. How can you cook food for your children and put it up the shelf where nobody's hand can reach it? You see what I'm telling you now? Once he has made provision for you, for your life, all of you here, your destiny, everything you require for your life is around you. And so many a times, God will ensure your answer to prayer is open your eyes. I say, you see what I'm saying? Half of the church have gone now. Your prosperity, you have been praying, Lord, prosperity, increase me. It's just, he will just open your eyes. Some of you, when you open your eye, you see the thing. I will now go and start walking there. I will now walk there. You want to go, I should come and work for you. You are not serious. I'll pray to my God. My God will do it for me. You just missed it. Where the sole of your feet shall tread, I have given you. He will even lead you to the place. Say, you can come and work for me. You know, just do this. You just be at least be around. There's no so much. The pay is not going to be much. You say, you have peace about that matter. You say, I'll take the job. Before you know anything, I need to replace this person. You are moving. So, I mean, God has answered your prayer, but in your mind, as God answered your prayer, when we come, you say, I don't know, I'm still waiting. Guess what has happened? I left you. Abortion just took place. I don't know. Whereas the answer was already in the cooking. If you're already there, you missed everything again. You hear what I'm saying now? Look at it. That's why the greatest thing, listen to me, that's why the greatest thing for a believer now is not outside, it's inside. I mean inside your heart. It's not outside. That's why he said, you know when he said we should not worship graven image, people don't understand. Our God cannot be outside. Our God must be in a place where you lock me in chains, tie me, blindfold me, my God is still there. You see, now my God is not far from me. He's inside of me. That's what he shifted. He's trying to move the believer now, the new covenant believer, to the place where his dealing is no longer external. All his dealings now, all his desires, all his destiny, all his life is inside of him.
If you like, create image, bow. Now, you sabi. If you put it like that, it means that, see, you see that image, you cannot, your God is not there.
If there's somebody comes and takes it away, he has actually taken your God away.
You see the problem now. His command is not for image now. Bow to anything you like, it's your business. If you only do that, the problem is that if you bow to him, if you not bow to him, God will just die in heaven. Are you dumb? Why will he be problem? Bow.
It's not that it affects you, because you are supposed to be shifting from what you see with these physical eyes to what you see with the spiritual eyes. I don't see God with my physical eyes, but I see him with my spiritual eyes. He wants to shift me from carnality to spirituality, where I move in the realms of the spirit and I can see him, not this thing. So if you create image, so most people reduce themselves with image and say God will not strike thunder, he won't strike thunder, continue. You only hinder yourself. Many things we do don't affect him. It is us it affects. He shifts you to the place where it's inside of you.
So your answer to prayer actually is inside of you. It's when he gives you that peace that passes understanding. When he gives you a word, and so that's where you are pushing for.
So you don't know the goal of prayer. If you don't know the goal of prayer, I've been praying for this thing for the past 5 years. Till I say it to my family, I will not stop.
Dumb. You don't need to see it in your family. You want to see it inside. You want to get an answer.
They will misbehave all they like. They will do all they like. But in your, as you're seeing them, you're not saying, see you, John. No. See, God has not answered my prayer. I've been praying for him. He's just a useless boy. You pray though, and you're hoping that John will just come and say,
no, I'm not Calababa.
You don't say, God! When you pray to him, when you came to him, you didn't believe Jack. You, this is what you see that's all. But you pray, you just go. And you're going. And you say, John, I know you. You will live for God.
Is that me? Yes, is that you love?
I mean, I saw one, somebody just followed us on Mixer. I didn't know who was following us still. And I looked at you and I saw that it's one of the members of our church who is now a pastor somewhere. I said, Pastor, is this guy? What's that guy? I said, ah. Me are like, ah. Yeah, ah.
So I passed.
Huh? I say, in my mind, I say, God don't catch him. See, that time I was preaching, and I said, you come, I pick a chair. Come, now he needs to carry a chair. He come, I pick a chair. God is going to cut him too. See, don't forget that thing. God is working in the matter. So you pray, and then you receive it. You say, I said, see, God will use you for his glory. As I'm saying that now, some of you now say, I don't know. You will travel, you're not in Port Harcourt, God will not carry you. You will not start church. You will not like me on Mixer. Follow me on Facebook. And then you will know that that God will use you for glory. I said in 2021 has manifested in your life. So we are saying these things. You guys don't believe me. I'm just going. I'm just saying. You're a peace today. You're a peace today. Sack now. Sack to church on Sunday. All right. Look at this in Habakkuk. And the Lord answered and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. So this is the Lord's answer. Then look at it. For the vision is yet for what? An appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry.
That's it.
You see what the story I told you, Dolly, I told you just now? Wait for it. Write it down. I have it. He said, write it down. This matter is a settled matter. He said, but the vision is there for an appointed time. Wait for it. So this man will no longer worry, no matter what you do. Shake him, take all of them into captivity, tie their hands. He said, the vision is for an appointed time. He has given me a word as touching this matter. Inside the prison, he will wear egg and eat. You are wondering why it's like this. The peace of God that passes all understanding will guide your heart. That is where you are going to. You need to know the goal of prayer. The goal of prayer is not to pray. Prayer itself is not the end of the matter. Who is at the end of the other side is what matters. It's to talk to that person. To pick your phone and dial a number and the thing does not connect. Have you dialed a number? The person is not hearing. You are saying hello. But it has connected. It's counting. Money is leaving your account. But it's counting. You see what I'm saying now? Phone is powerful. If it's not connecting, the power is to connect to the other side. So once I connect to the other side and I make my request, I'm not saying, immediately you finish, Lord, give me a shoe, give me a bag, give me a shoe, is it just saying, amen? You cut the call. The guy does not even have room to answer you. You don't even have room for the peace to come. You just dog. Just actually, what that one is not prayer. That is worry in the presence of God. You come to the presence of God and complain. I don't have shoe. I don't have bag. Lord, just do it. I just do it. Oh God, I just ask you. Jesus said, amen. You just worried for 1 hour. Then walk away. You don't even have and pray. So the goal is to pray for. You are praying and you are looking for something in your spirit, not outside you, inside your spirit for peace. Once you get that peace, it comes. Or literally you are praying the Holy Ghost and you are praying and then a scripture comes to light out of your heart. A scripture. Some of you are there. You pray and a scripture, one scripture will arise, come out. See this scripture. He has given you that verse is your verse. You see that verse, that Bible verse. It's no longer Bible and chapter and verse. So it's now like a living word to you. That is what somebody talked about, praying the word of God from Logos to Rhema. So you pray it and pray it, it changes into the word for you. It's now your word. God speaks to all of us. But some people don't take it serious. I said Rhema is when you take God's word seriously. That is best, shortest, only reasonable definition of Rhema. Any other thing, they can pack it one side. Anything, let me tell you, any word of God you take seriously, it becomes Rhema to you. You see it now? Alright. If not, as me and all of us are here, I just hear you specific God, nothing wrong. He spoke to Israel, but we took it and we take it seriously and works for us. Now, so you pray and then you get that word from God. You pray and then you get that peace from God. You pray and you have successfully shifted all the burden so that you are now light. There's no burden. You pray and then you get direction. You get peace. Say, go. Go. You know, he says go. You say, go. He has not answered my prayer. If God tells you to go, what is that? Come on. Of God. He says, you pray. And you pray to Jesus. And then in your heart, you have the peace to go. This thing is done. That peace is there. Then you go. As you are going out, you see expectations in your heart now. And then he gives you an idea. He pops an idea into you. Then you are just going. Just doing it. Then you bring a friend. You have peace. You have not said anything, but there's peace there. And you go talk to a friend. And the friend has the same. There's this thing. You know all that light that used to shine? To just shine. That death matter is this matter. This is all I've been praying for. Guy, come on. You know what I'm talking about. It does. You know, you're talking about. Or you are sitting by yourself and now saying, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? You're going and doing that. Thank you, Jesus. And in giving God thanks. I tell you to go to Colossians chapter 4, Abby. Okay. We've done with Habakkuk now. I will hear what you say. So that tarry, that if I want to buy the stuff, the dolly, but I couldn't buy tarry, it will surely come. You see it now. So wait for it. The vision is yet for an appointed time. And this is what I have said. It will happen. Hallelujah. Now go to Colossians. Let me show you that thing in Colossians. Colossians chapter number 4. Prayer is a means of which the end is God. I said prayer is a means of which the end is God. Prayer itself is not the end. It's a means. That's powerful. Colossians chapter number 4. Verse number 1, masters. This is not where we're going to, but let's read it. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. I mean, this is one powerful scripture. When you look at it, you are able to relate. But if, don't mind me, let's enjoy this. I know I won't finish my work, so there's no point to continue. Let's enjoy this. When you are living and you are relating, one of the goal of Christian life and what happens in the heart of a true believer in Christ is to always relate from heaven. Knowing that you also have a master in heaven. It's just powerful, beautiful. Come on. Forgive. Knowing that you too have been forgiven. All your abilities and powers, they are coming from your consciousness. A very ever consciousness of heaven. Always conscious of heaven. So I'm doing this. I'm doing what is equal, what is just, doing them right because of what? Heaven. Verse number 2 is where we are going to. Look at it. continue in prayer and watch in the same with what? Thanksgiving. You see it now? Continue in prayer and watch in the same with what? Thanksgiving. So you pray. Say continue in prayer. But you watch in it. You continue in prayer. It just clarified it. In thanksgiving. So now the prayer, I've received an answer. Now I am giving thanks. So that continue in prayer, watch in the same what? Prayer, be in what? Thanksgiving. So once I have prayed, and I'm praying for Lord, increase my cost. Lord, I can't stay in this financial straightness. I tell you, I want to be liberated on this side, on the other side. And then I got peace in my heart that He has heard me. That the person I'm talking to on the other side has heard my petition and I've received this increase in my heart. I get that peace in my heart. I get up. Now, I have not seen the increase. Right? Because I get up, as I just get up, I've not seen the increase. Nothing has happened. I didn't get something in my phone. Just 3 million. I didn't get anything. So I continue prayer. So and I get up from prayer. It now says, now when I am in that matter, I'm starting that thing already. What I should be doing now is thanksgiving. Continue in prayer, watching this thing with thanksgiving. So the watching of prayer is actually thanksgiving. That's the continuation there. So I'm now thanking God. I'm now giving God praise. As I am doing that, we get the key to this verse. This verse is locked up in Romans chapter number 4. Get it, go there. This, the key of this verse is in Romans chapter number 4. You now see the key there. Thanksgiving. So, as I am praying, as I have prayed and He has said, go. Nothing, if we just go, is done. I don't have the thing yet. But I am thanking God. As I am thanking God in that place of thanksgiving. But I thank you because I know this is done. I give you praise already to God. And then we are in church and we are dancing. And you are dancing. And people are wondering, what's wrong with this one? What's wrong with this one? The song, no switch like that. I don't say, Sokomento, no give us just like that. That can look for his trouble. And then, why is she dancing? I'm continuing prayer. I'm giving God praise. I am dancing and rejoicing. That very activity of dancing, is now what? Prayer. It's not the way I'm praying. I am still praying. I'm no longer making requests because the request has already been granted. And I know I've received it. So now I'm dancing and rejoicing, but that is my continuing in prayer there. I'm thanking God. In that thanking God idea, that's something very powerful that God has given to many of us, but we throw it away many times. An idea comes. Just say, Father, I give you prayer. There comes. Start, do this. It's not your mind. That is now the manifestation. That is now the step you will take to see it in your life. You see it there. And look at Romans chapter number 4. Look at this same thing when it says, continue in thanksgiving. In verse number 18, Bible says, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become what? The father of many nations. According to that which was what? Spoken. So shall thy seed be. I think I've done that partially. I know I'm not staying there. According to that which was what? Come on. I don't know the word there. The word, according to that. His belief was what? According to that which was what? Spoken. So the key is, what are you holding? According to that which was what? Spoken. That's what the man heard. Who against hope? He believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. Not according to his requests. According to that which was what? Spoken to who? To him. It's not according to his request. Do you understand this? It's not according to the duration of his request. The key there is according to that which was, he became the father of many nations, according to that which was what? Spoken to him, not according to his requests. So you make all the requests and make all the requests, but the key to becoming the father of many nations is that he stood upon the word that was spoken to him. That's what he now had. So you come and talk and talk and talk. The goal of this thing is to get that which was what? Spoken. verse number 19. And be not weak, you see faith. And be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20. He staggered not at the promises of God through what? Unbelief. But was what? Strong in faith. Doing what? Giving glory to God. Did you see there? He was strong in faith. What is the decision between this and this? He was strong in faith. How? Giving glory to God. Continue in prayer. What in the same with what? Thanksgiving. So now, I now continue. Bible says he was not weak in faith. He was giving glory to God. So between that time he has prayed and he has gotten the word which was spoken to him, he was now giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. Giving God praise. Thank you, Jesus. When the things go south and they are falling down, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. He was still giving glory to God. In that giving glory to God, because he already has a word from God, he doesn't need to now start again. The moment you are starting, it means that you've thrown that one away. He staggered not at the promise of God. Now, we are enjoying ourselves, but let us stop and read Bible. Sometimes people do, I always tell people, I love Greek and Hebrew, I love it. Sometimes I do it once in a very long time. But we don't need it. Just look at it. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. So is it possible to have a promise and stagger? Now, if it is possible to stagger, brothers and sisters, is it now possible to fall? If somebody can stagger, he can fall. So it means that it is possible to have a word from God and throw it away. It's possible to have a word from God and be there. I receive it. I don't have it again. Oh, yeah, Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. I don't have it again. That's staggering. Oh my God, staggering. Let not that man think. He can't receive anything. I want to give the man something. Put it here. I have it as you are bringing it in. It's already here. I don't have it again. That's going. He cannot receive anything. Today he's excited. He's in church. Next week we don't see him for another 2 weeks. They show them. God, I believe. Lord, do it. They don't see him. Show them. They just do it. They think it's a joke. Let not that man think he shall receive anything. Wrong. Like the wave of the sea tossed to and fro. Let's not think he receives anything. He can stagger. So it's possible to have a word from God. It's possible many of you already have a word from God, but you are staggering. You're staggering. You are lying, the devil manipulates you. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Are you still here? So how do I manage that between the time I've prayed and I've actually really truthfully received a word, and there's peace in my heart? He has increased my greatness. He has comforted me on every side. Thanksgiving. Thank you. Thank you. That's how I stay there. That's how I stay there. Father, I give you praise. Father, I thank you, God. It's done. This thing is done. And I don't care what the devil does on the outside. I believe you, God. I thank you, Lord. I believe that I received it. And you've done it. And I don't care what I see. What I see is a lie. Your word is true. You see, prayer is not a separate matter from teaching faith. If you are someone listening to this, I think I'm teaching faith. But it's prayer. Because a lot of people pray, and they don't apply faith. You can't pray without applying faith. It's impossible. You can't please God. You can't come near him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. So you come to God in prayer. You must believe that he is. That is faith. You can't pray without believing that he is. And that becomes faith. You can't pray without faith. Hallelujah. So, God, how does God answer prayer? The peace in our heart. God answers prayers even through you. I don't have time to do that. Through you. You. Strengthening you to do what you need to do. Through the people around you. I'll talk about that. Because sometimes, I'll have to talk about that next week. But let me try and solidify this so that we just go forward from here. Alright. So I just do that next week. If I start, I can't finish. And that I want to stay there. Because a lot of times, God has answered our prayers. He has given us directions. He has taken our feet to where you will hear the right things. You take your feet to the right person. You take your feet to somebody who would... you pray to God for something, then he would carry you. They will carry you. You will surprise you. You hear something, you just say, how did I get there? How did I do so? You know, the dear man of God, today you should have a Sunday service and all that. Okay. He said he was telling us, he said December, it will just start off in December. I said, why are you just starting in December? Why are you going to start off now? I mean, and one time when he comes, he will share this testimony. Because he said it last week, some of you didn't get it. He came. And so he came. God has called me to do something. I said, oh, no problem with that. How? He just saw the sign and tried to come. Nobody invited him. He saw the sign and God laid it in his heart, in his house, to come to this church. So he came to this church and participated with us for some time. And I was saying to him, he said, God, he told me, God called him. So why are you here? Go and do what God called you to do. Come, come, come. Let's come and sit down and talk. Sit down and talk. He said, December. No soldier. I said, you are afraid to start. Go and start something. Get out of there. Go there, find a place. God will give you a place that we pray together. He left. Between 2 weeks, he got a place. The woman, when he was sharing with me, I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I mean, the woman came. He came to meet somebody. I need your place. The woman said, I can't really give you my place, but I can talk to people who own the other stores to still give you their place. Go. So he went. She spoke to them. He came back. He said, I spoke to them. You can use this place. Then I've also spoken to my husband. There's a store that is empty. If you have equipment that you want to keep, you can keep it inside here. I mean, he was so excited. What I thought was, I'll kick off the next few months, instead of just here now. So what was his prayer to God? God, ministry, you have called me. God, you have called me. I'm going to reach the world. Where did it start from? Come to this place. So God will just direct you to someone. You are sitting with somebody. Say, so go, sit with somebody. And so God answers our prayers, I mean, powerfully. He has answered, he has spoken to all of us. He's not withholding anything from you. I mean, I really want to even stay in the love of God. Because there's no way you can be talking to somebody to help you and you expect him to help you if you don't think he cares and loves you. He loves you. He wants to do it. He has done it. Many a times we are the ones. We are the ones that need to shift position. We are the ones that need to relinquish our rights. Brothers and sisters, you and I have a right to worry about your life. It's your right. Why? It's your life. But you know what it means to take your life and relinquish it to him. I'm not going to worry. If there's anything to worry about in my life, be worrying about it. And you and I know God, don't worry. You relinquish it. Can you really? It's my life. It's not the one feeling. You know, the Lord said something to me just this week. And I have to go. And the Lord said something to me this week, preparing for this, while I too was experiencing something funny in my life. You know, and just now. And I was thinking about it. And it just said it lied to me that. Many are the thing is, I'll say it. You get it. No, it's simple. Don't mind me. It's just interesting. When something gets closer to us, the closer something is to us, the more difficult it is for us to apply faith. Okay. Well, you get it. You get it. Now, let me use this example. You know, my son is ill, and he was taken to the hospital. So, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about my lack of zeal, power to command. Let me pray. Just say, okay, hospital, then they'll give him the best treatment. And anything, just take him. I know. And as I was thinking like that. No, I've not said that. I was thinking like that. Those things just do. Best, give me the best room. I don't care about myself. I was thinking like that. And then he said, you see now, this person is so dear to you and so close to you that there's not a lack of release of faith. How many of you are able to believe God for something far away? You can relinquish it. You see, I want to teach you why I said relinquish. You can relinquish somebody far away, Abby. If we say, Sokomento, come. Since I've started using you, let me just continue. It's only you that can't sing. It's only you now that wants to. If we say we should relinquish this guy to God, it will be hard for you. Say, Lord, what do you want to do in his life? Do it. Lord, I submit it to you. Would you submit yourself? But what is you? It's harder. When it's close to you, you can't relinquish it. It's harder to leave. It's harder for me to leave the son I love, my boy. He sees me cry. As if he sees me there, he shouts. No matter who is carrying, funny, he has been with me for the son. So, he's more attached to me than anybody. The mother, he will jump. Come. I never carry him too much. You know, they see me finish. As in, if I stay with him all day, the minute I give him to you, I turn, I do something, I come back, he jumps back. It's not too much. No, so people carry him. Once he jumps here, you don't run away. I'm tired for you. He's also tired for me. And I beat him a lot. I'm still wondering why. He does still, he's never best for me. I love him so much. I like God. I believe in God. I'm being real to you now. I believe in God. I know God's powerful. I like him. But in this matter, I want to be involved. I cannot just stand and say, me, I'll just stand and say, I'm leaving. And say, you take it. No. Don't wait. Let me just do it. I don't know. Can you feel me? What was getting to the way? It's harder to relinquish something close to you than something far from you. And so, I have to learn to say the name of Jesus. I wouldn't have said the name of Jesus one day, because as far as I'm concerned, take money there, put him there, go, what's on the point of Jesus? I was not even thinking of praying. It never even occurred to me to talk to God about this thing. It was just money, doctors, perfect. Not if it didn't even cross my mind though, but I just didn't see the need, because I was on top of this matter. It's not only because I was on top of the matter, it's because this matter was close to me. Relinquish this guy to God for the work of God. How of you stretch your hands? God supplies needs. Hey Lord, let anything do, say in Jesus' name. Amen. Relinquish yourself for the work of God. How will I now? Do you mean? Imagine, you see, it becomes different when you be closer to you. And that is why the Bible says, your son, the only son, the son whom you love. If you say sacrifice one son, you know the one you will choose. Just go. I don't know the other ones. You see it now. God would want us to relinquish our rights to our own life to him. Now, funnily, let me just go a step further. Relinquishing my life to him is not the hard part. That's the part I've done. But now, the things closest to me, and now the things he has given to me, giving him back is 10 times more difficult. Thank you. So, you must shift position and relinquish your right to your life, to that area. He said, my finances, you want to sit on top of it because you are in charge. This is your life. But you can take your life, your finances, you can take your relationship, health, and in prayer, give it to him. Take the load of it and give it to him. You carry the load. I it is my life, but I want to give it to you. I will not worry about it. Come on. So, I take my son at the end of the day. I give it to him. I refuse to worry of what will happen to him. At the end of the day, I came to the place where I relinquished him to God. I did. Left him. So there's no worry in my heart. There's no, the doctor, whatever. They're not wasting their time. Everything now is God. It's my son. I love him so much. But God loves him more than I do. So take care of him. Hallelujah. Prayer is you shifting position and relinquishing rights to God, so that you are no longer anxious and you are no longer worried about the matter. Somebody blessed today? Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, let's put hands together for our pastor. Thank you so much, sir. Really been blessed today, and I know you too have been blessed. Come on.